WRCO FM Radio Sports, sponsored today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Cazenovia hosted playing in a Friday night home talent league baseball game. With more, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
The Cavs Reds had a walk-off win against the Plain A's Friday night final of 2-1 in home talent baseball night league action. Cazenovia scored the first run of the game in the fourth inning. They would do it after Colton Greenwood singled, Nathan Bauer singled, and Hunter Schmidt singled. The bases were loaded, and Monty Jennings launched a sacrifice fly, getting the run home. The 1-0 score stood until the seventh inning. That's when Plain tied the ball game up. Colin Van Horn led off, hit by a pitch. She moved to second on a single by Quincy Blakely, and eventually got to third base, where he would score on a sacrifice fly by Caden Plumley. The score was tied at 1 going into the bottom of the 7th. For Cazenovia, Monty Jennings led off with a double down the right field line. He went to third base on a fly ball by Aaron Hipsch and scored on a ground out by Micah Salisbury to take the lead and the win for the Caz Reds. Isaac Jennings is 2-for-2 for Cazenovia. Colton Greenwood, Nathan Bauer, Monty Jennings, and Aaron Hipsch all had hits for the Reds. For Plain, 1-for-2 for Trey White. Aiden Plumley had his team's only RBI, and Quincy Blakely was 2-for-2 for Plain, which now on the night league, they have fallen to 1-2. They'll get back to Sunday league action with a home game against Ashton on Sunday at the Plain ballpark. We'll have it on WRCO radio for game time at 12:45. For Cazenovia, they improve to 2-1 in the night league action. They'll be taking on Cross Plains coming up Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Pitching wise on the night, for Plain, Quincy Blakely started, followed by Lane Miller, who worked the fourth inning. It was also a chance to get quite a few young arms in the game. Clyde Samples worked the next inning, and Daniel Yonke worked the sixth and seventh for Plain. He suffers the loss. For Cazenovia, Monty Jennings pitched the first four innings. Isaac Jennings worked two innings of relief and struck out 5. Monty Jennings struck out 6 in his first four innings of work. And Nathan Bauer finished up for the Caz Reds and gets the victory. Once again, the final score, 2-1 in favor of the Cazenovia Reds over the Plain A's in home talent baseball from Friday night. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. The River Valley Blackhawk girls soccer team will take on Regis McDonald Central Catholic in WIAA Division 4 sectional final tournament action today at Oakleaf Stadium in Altoona, and it starts at 4 p.m. Both teams are number one seeds from their regions in the tournament. The winner of today's game will advance on to the state tournament, which will be held this Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th, at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Our attention now turns to girls softball and the right to advance on to play in the state championship series, Division 5. Oakfield, a 7-3 win over Thorpe in the semis. Also, Pacelli shut out Assumption 10-0. Division 4 semifinals, a 12-0 win for Fall Creek over Coleman. Cuba City, they move on to play in the championship round with a 9-4 win over Auburndale. Division 3 semis, Waconia and Mishicot. It was Laconia picking up a 3-2 win, Prescott 4-1 over Broadhead. Division 2, Mosinee a 10-9 victory over Lake Mills. Waupun shut down New Berlin Eisenhower 2-1. And Division 1 semifinals, Kenosha Bradford over Watertown 1-0. And Milton a 5-3 win over Kaukauna. That sets up today's finals. In Division 5, Pacelli will take on Oakfield. Division 4, the Cuba City Cubans will take on Fall Creek. Division 3 championship, it's Prescott and Laconia. Division 2, Waupun versus Mosinee. And the Division 1 state championship will see Milton battle Kenosha Bradford. Michael Hernan has a look at the upcoming state high school baseball finals.
The 76th annual Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Baseball State Tournament will take place Monday through Thursday, June 10th through 13th at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute, Wisconsin. Ticket prices for the tourney are $11 per session and $20 for an all-day ticket plus online fees, and $11 for each championship game Thursday. Tickets are to be purchased online on the WIAA website through GoFan, the WIAA ticketing partner, at gofan.com/app/school/WIAAWI. The state baseball tournament features four divisions. The single elimination tournament includes eight teams in Division 1 and four each in Divisions 2, 3, and 4. The Division 1 quarterfinals will be Monday, June 10th. For the 9 a.m. games, Game 1 will be number 4 Arrowhead against number 5 Westosa Central, and Game 2 will be number 1 De Pere against number 8 Menasha. For the 2:30 games, Game 3 will be number 3 Sun Prairie East against number 6 Hudson, and Game 4 will be number 2 Oak Creek against number 7 Nicolet. Tuesday, June 11th will be the Division 4 semifinals at 9 a.m., The games are number 2 Johnson Creek will take on number 3 Solon Springs Northwood, and game 2 will be number 1 Eleva Strum against number 4 Pacelli. The Division 3 semifinals will be approximately around 2:30. Game 1 will be number 2 Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic against number 3 Bonduelle, and game 2 will be number 1 Aquinas against number 4 Cumberland. Wednesday, June 2nd is the Division 2 semifinals at 9 a.m. Game 1 will be Kettle Moraine Lutheran against number 3 Edgewood, and game 2 will be number 1 Mosinee against number 4 La Crosse Logan. Also, the Division 1 semifinals will be at 2:30 p.m. And on Thursday, June 15th, the Division 4 championship game will be at 9:05 a.m. The Division 3 championship game will be at 12:05 p.m. The Division 2 championship game will be at 3:05 p.m. And the Division 1 championship game will be at 6:05 p.m. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Tobias Myers allowed one hit in 8 innings, and Blake Perkins hit his first of two RBI triples in a 5-run second inning, lifting the Milwaukee Brewers to a 10-0 win over the Detroit Tigers. Milwaukee had a breakout offensive performance after scoring a total of 2 runs while getting swept in a 3-game series at Philly. Perkins was one of 4 Brewers with multiple RBIs. The Tigers, meanwhile, went 7 innings without a hit. Myers gave up a leadoff single to Matt Vierling, and the Tigers didn't get another base knock until the 9th inning against rookie James Meeker. Myers walked 3 and struck out 5. Other interleague finals from last evening, Pittsburgh shut out Minnesota 3-0. Miami got by Cleveland 3-2. The Dodgers a 2-1 win against the Yankees, and San Fran took down Texas 5-2. American League Finals, Baltimore doubled up on Tampa Bay 6-3. The Shy Sox beat up on Boston 7-2. KC slinked by Seattle 10-9. Oakland edged Toronto 2-1. And Houston, no trouble with the LA Angels 7-1. National League Finals, Washington doubled up on the Braves of Atlanta 2-1. Cincy, one run better than the Cubbies, 3-2. St. Louis, 8-5 over Colorado. And San Diego picked up a 10-3 win over Arizona. The Green Bay Packers and Philadelphia Eagles have both been advised not to wear green when they open their season in Brazil. There is an informal ban on that color inside the arena, apparently connected to a rivalry with another soccer team. Green Bay will likely default to its rarely used white and gold road uniforms. It isn't clear what the Eagles will wear. The NFL will make the final decision. Veteran actor Lawrence Fishburne says he got to spend some personal time with NBA coach Doc Rivers before portraying him on the FX series Clipped. That series examines Rivers' situation while coaching the Clippers a few years back. Clippers owner Donald Sterling was forced to sell the Los Angeles NBA franchise after a scandal involving racism. Fishburne says he got to spend a day with the current Bucks coach, getting to know him, his unique voice, and his approach to coaching. The Clipped series is currently being broadcast. Former Wisconsin Badger coach Paul Christ is no longer connected with the Texas Longhorn football program. A UT spokesperson informed the website Inside Texas of the change Wednesday. Chris had served as a special assistant to head coach Steve Sarkisian on a one-year deal. Wisconsin fired him during the 2022 season. Reporters say Chris was recently spotted with two Texas assistants at a Green Bay Packers OTA, but Chris was not wearing Longhorn-branded gear at the time. At more than 2,500 miles apart, Edmonton and Florida are the furthest apart two teams have ever been while playing in a Stanley Cup final, eclipsing the previous record of Boston versus Vancouver in 2011. The series is a contrast of everything from hockey history and traditions to weather, ice quality, and style of play. The Oilers, led by reigning NHL MVP captain Connor McDavid, are looking for their sixth championship and their first since 1990. That was 3 years before the Panthers were even a team. Florida is still looking to hoist the cup for the first time. Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd said before the start of the finals that he didn't think Kristaps Porzingis received nearly as much praise for the ability as a shot blocker and someone who can alter an opponent's shot. The 7-footer did both in his rousing return to the court in Boston's Game 1 victory, while also providing a scoring punch that jump-started the Celtics' 107-89 blowout. It was a full complement of the skill set and usage by Boston that was never fully utilized during Porzingis' time in Dallas. Combined with the Celtics' other weapons, Porzingis may be too formidable for Dallas to match. And Caitlin Clark made 7 three-pointers, equaled a career high with 30 points, and made enough of her free throws down the stretch to help the Indiana Fever hold on for an 85-83 win over the winless Washington Mystics. Clark easily had the most three-pointers of her young career and converted 3 of 4 free throws late in the game. She missed the last one, and the ball was knocked out of bounds as the Mystics tried to rush up the court. That gave Washington one last chance with 1.4 seconds left, but the Mystics couldn't get a shot off in time. Indiana picked up the two-point win. Other WNBA finals, Seattle over Las Vegas 78-65, Los Angeles 81, Dallas 72. It was a win for Phoenix over Minnesota 81-80. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.